7. Technique of Trinitization. I cannot fully unfold to the material mind the experience of the supreme creative performance of perfect and perfected spiritual beings, the act of Trinitization. The techniques of Trinitization are among the secrets of Vicegerrington and Solitarrington, and are revealable to, and understandable by, none save those who have passed through these unique experiences. Therefore, it is beyond the possibility of any being successfully to portray to the human mind the nature and purport of this extraordinary transaction. Aside from the deities, only Paradise Havona personalities and certain members of each of the Finaliter Corps engage in Trinitization. Under specialized conditions of Paradise perfection, these superb beings may embark upon the unique adventure of concept identity, and they are many times successful in the production of a new being, a creature Trinitized Son. The glorified creatures who engage in such adventures of Trinitization may participate in only one such experience, whereas with the Paradise deities there seems to be no limit to the continued enactment of Trinitization episodes. Deity seems to be limited in just one respect. There can be only one original and infinite spirit, only one infinite executive of the united will of the Father Son. The ascendant adjuster-fused mortal finaliters who have attained certain levels of Paradise culture and spiritual development are among those who can essay to trinitize a creature being. Mortal finaliter companies, when stationed on Paradise, are granted a recess every millennium of Havona time. There are 7 different ways such finaliters may elect to spend this duty-free period, and one of these is, in association with some fellow finaliter or some Paradise Havona personality, to attempt the enactment of creature trinitization. If 2 mortal finaliters, on going before the architects of the Master Universe, demonstrate that they have independently chosen an identical concept for trinitization, the architects are empowered, on their own discretion, to promulgate mandates permitting these glorified mortal ascenders to extend their recess and to remove themselves for a time to the trinitizing sector of the Paradise citizens. At the end of this assigned retreat, if they report that they have singly and jointly elected to make the paradisiacal effort to spiritualize, idealize, and actualize a selected and original concept which has not theretofore been trinitized, then does Master Spirit Number 7 issue orders authorizing such an extraordinary undertaking. Unbelievably long periods of time are sometimes consumed in these adventures. An age seems to pass before these faithful and determined one-time mortals, and sometimes Paradise Havona personalities, finally achieve their goal, really succeed in bringing their chosen concept of universal truth into actual being. And not always do these devoted couples meet with success. Many times they fail, and that through no discoverable error on their part. Candidates for trinitization who thus fail are admitted to a special group of finaliters who are designated as beings who have made the supreme effort and sustained the supreme disappointment. When the Paradise deities unite to trinitize, they always succeed, but not so with a homogeneous pair of creatures, the attempted union of 2 members of the same order of being. When a new and original being is trinitized by the gods, the divine parents are in deity potential unchanged. But when exalted creature beings enact such a creative episode, one of the contracting and participating individuals undergoes a unique personality modification. The 2 ancestors of a creature trinitized son become, in a certain sense, spiritually as one. We believe that this status of bi-unification of certain spiritual phases of personality will probably prevail until such time as the Supreme Being shall have attained full and completed manifestation of personality in the grand universe. Simultaneously with the appearance of a new creature trinitized son, there occurs this functional spiritual union between the 2 ancestors. The 2 trinitizing parents become one on the ultimate functional level. No created being in the universe can fully explain this amazing phenomenon. It is a near-divine experience. When the Father and the Son united to eternalize the Infinite Spirit, upon the accomplishment of their purpose, they immediately became as one and ever since have been one. and while the Trinitization union of two creatures is on the order of the infinite scope of the perfect deity union of the universal Father and the eternal Son, the repercussions of creature Trinitization are not eternal in nature. They will terminate upon the completed factualization of the experiential deities. While these parents of creature Trinitized sons become as one in their universe assignments, they continue to be reckoned as two personalities in the makeup and roll calls of the core of the finality and of the architects of the master universe. During the current universe age, all Trinitization-united parents are inseparable in assignment and function. Where one goes, the other goes. What one does, the other does. If parental bi-unification involves a mortal or other finaliter and a paradise Havona personality, the united parental beings function neither with the paradisers, Havoners, nor finaliters. Such mixed unions foregather in a special core made up of similar beings. And in all Trinitization unions, mixed or otherwise, the parental beings are conscious of and can communicate with each other, and they can perform duties that neither could have previously discharged. The seven master spirits have authority to sanction the trinitizing union of finaliters and paradise Havona personalities, and such mixed liaisons are always successful. The resultant magnificent creature trinitized sons are representative of concepts unsuited to the comprehension of either the eternal creatures of paradise or the time-space creatures of space. Hence, they become the wards of the architects of the master universe. These trinitized sons of destiny embody ideas, ideals, and experience which apparently pertain to a future universe age, and are therefore of no immediate practical value to either the super or central universe administrations. These unique sons of the children of time and the citizens of eternity are all held in reserve on Vice Gerrington, where they are engaged in the study of the concepts of time and the realities of eternity in a special sector of the sphere occupied by the secret colleges of the core of the Creator Sons. The Supreme Being is the unification of three phases of deity reality. God the Supreme, the spiritual unification of certain finite aspects of the Paradise Trinity. The Almighty Supreme, the power unification of the grand universe creators, and the Supreme Mind, the individual contribution of the third source and center and his coordinates to the reality of the Supreme Being. In their trinitization adventures, the superb creatures of the central universe and paradise are engaged in a threefold exploration of the deity of the Supreme, which results in the production of three orders of creature trinitized sons. 1. Ascender trinitized sons. In their creative efforts, the finaliters are attempting to trinitize certain conceptual realities of the Almighty Supreme, which they have experientially acquired in their ascension through time and space to paradise. 2. Paradise Havona trinitized sons. The creative efforts of the paradise citizens and the Havoners result in the trinitization of certain high spiritual aspects of the Supreme Being, which they have experientially acquired on a super-supreme background, bordering on the ultimate and the eternal. 3. Trinitized Sons of Destiny. But when a finaliter and a paradise Havoner together trinitize a new creature, this conjoint effort repercusses in certain phases of the supreme ultimate mind. The resulting creature trinitized sons are super-creational. They represent actualities of supreme ultimate deity which have not been otherwise experientially attained, and which, therefore, automatically fall within the province of the architects of the master universe, custodians of those things which transcend the creational limits of the present universe age. The trinitized sons of destiny embody certain aspects of the unrevealed master universe function of the supreme ultimate. We do not know a great deal about these conjoint children of time and eternity, but we know much more than we are permitted to reveal.